You're going, dude.
Yes, hello there. Hi, is this Don again?
Yes, it is.
Hello there, my friend. Daniel, calling you back from No More Credit.
So my mom is pretty excited.
She is?
Yes, she is.
Okay, what was her...
She said as long as they do the more phone, you know, the... She said she might have a hard time writing it out all the time. So the more phone interviews we can get in
would be better.
I think more stuff we can get, so.
Okay. Not an issue. That's completely up and up. We'll go ahead and schedule phone calls with her, interview her, and take it from there. No worries at all. As I said, we'll go and take it as per the schedules, so it does not disturb the writer. He can figure out some amount of time, too, that he can give more amount of time to your mom. And same thing, we'll go ahead and give her a schedule, too, for every week, so that she can make herself available and, you know, the conversation can take place.
Sounds good.
Okay, fantastic. So have you gone through the email again?
Nope, haven't had a chance. Not by computer yet.
Okay, not an issue. So do you want to read
Do you have the bill on the computer?
Yes, I do have it available.
So can I just pay online, huh?
Yes, you can. I would need your card numbers, so I can go ahead and give it to my billing department. They will charge the fee, and I'll give you the confirmations right away.
I don't have any cards on me right now.
Okay. So you want to call me back?
How much longer are you in the office?
I'm sorry?
How much longer are you there today?
I'm available for the next 2 to 3 hours, 2 hours from now.
Okay, I'll send me the information on the online, and show me how I can pay on the different options I have.
Okay, there are.
And then
there are two options, two methods actually to go and pay. One is I can collect your card details over the phone. I can ask my billing to process it. Or the second is I can give you a secure payment link and you can pay through that on through your email. Now, for that, you would need, for both the options, you would need a debit or credit card. We accept Visa, Master, and American Express.
Okay. Otherwise, it would just be over the phone with you?
Yes. If you want to do it over the phone, I can grab your card details. I can present it to my billing department. They will charge the fee. I'll give you the confirmations right away.
Okay. It's just that I don't – it just doesn't sound –
whichever you're comfortable with.
I don't know. What's the best for me?
I would say we can do it over the phone.
Okay, and you're a super honest guy, right?
I'm sorry?
I'm not just giving my card randomly over the phone to anybody, right?
No, of course. You are completely under an agreement. I would send you a complete paid invoice and a signed agreement from our side that would state your list, your rights for the book, and the list of services you're actually getting against the payment. We're completely in safe hands. Don't worry about it.
And I could make two payments?
That's doable. Do you want to pay through two different cards?
Nope. Just one sec, okay?
Okay, sure.
So if I give you my debit card, I can pay half right now, right?
That is applicable on the regular cost, Donald. I told you if I'm giving a hefty discount, that is a 50 to 60% discount, then it will be applicable up front. Though
okay,
it's back with complete 100% money-back guarantee as per my emails, as per my writings, as per the agreement, and verbal communication over the phone.
Okay, everything's over.
What's holding you back? What's there within your mind? Let me know. Maybe I can guide you.
I don't usually do stuff like this random over the phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no worries. No worries. Let's do it in an easy way for you. You can come up on our website again, like you did the last time, the first time when we spoke about it over our live chat session. Remember, I'll give you the secure payment link over there. You can use your debit card. You can pay the fees. You would get a confirmation. I would send you the paid invoice right away. Right away means at the very simple of time. And the agreement.
What's the full cost on it?
$898.
$898 now.
Mm-hmm. It was $890 at the beginning.
Oh, I thought it was $7-something.
I told you $898, and then you repeated yourself again, asking that it's $800-something. I said, yes, it's $898 to be specific. Even though you can check all my communications, I've been telling you the same thing. The regular cost is $1,798 with the 50% discount. If you have a calculator available, you can check this out. The 50% discount, it would go down to $898.
Okay, and then I get, if I pay it all at once, how much do I save?
You're saving half of the total fee. You're saving half of what you're actually paying. If you want to pay that installment, you would pay the regular cost. That means, let's say, for example, you want to pay in three payments. Okay, you don't want to pay in two payments, you want to pay in three payments, for example. So you can do that too, but that's applicable on the regular cost. So then the regular cost is $1,798. All right, 60% of that cost will be $1,078 that you would pay upfront, and then remaining you would pay that installments while you're completing the complete process.
Okay, and if I give you a one check now, then we're
half payment,
we're done for everything.
We are done for everything. There is no ongoing cost. There is no hidden charges. There is no monthly cost what you have to pay whatsoever.
Okay.
Everything is covered in this, and that backs you up with the complete money-back guarantee in case if you're not satisfied, in case we're not able to publish the book, in case we're not able to complete the book with your satisfaction, 100% satisfaction I'm talking about, so you're liable to call a refund. When you call a refund, we process a refund to you. You keep the work, and you walk away.
Okay, I have a Bank of America Visa card.
That works for us, sir.
Are you ready?
You want to do it over the phone? You're comfortable with it?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Don't worry about it. You're completely in safe hands. I do not need your card numbers, neither am I allowed to save them. So it's completely up and up.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, so first, you're confirming it's a Visa card. I would need the name on your card. Your name?
It's Donald Salk.
Okay, any middle initial on the card?
A.
A, you said. Donald A. Salt.
Yeah, A for Alfred.
A for Apple. Okay, I got this. Then I would need your card numbers from left to right.
4400.
Mm-hmm.
6696. 3648. 9742.
Okay, let me repeat the numbers back to you again. Please correct me if I'm wrong. It's 4400 6696 3648 9742.
Correct.
We need the expiration date on the card. When does this card expire?
0927.
That sounds like September 2027.
Yeah.
Okay. Then last thing I would need is a 3-digit on the backside of your card as your CVV.
245.
245. All right. Now, Donald T., make sure you are the primary card holder. Please verify me the zip code which is associated with this card in the bank.
87113.
Okay. Now, I am going to request the Bank Department will process $898 on this Visa card. That would take a quick 2 to 3 minutes for to go ahead and do the process. Do you want to stay over the phone, or do you want me to call you back as soon as we're done?
Do we have to do paperwork and stuff today, like right now?
Not right now. I'll email it over to you. You can do it at your ease.
Okay.
I'll send you an agreement. You would review that. You would see everything is up and up on it. You would sign the agreement. You know how to e-sign it?
Oh, I think I have one, yeah.
Fantastic. If you can get a hold of e-sign it, you can e-sign it. Send it back to me. I'll attach it to the file. On the same day, today, once you're done with the payments, if you're available, I can go ahead and have your account manager call you to welcome you on board so that you get connected with the team, you have an icebreaking session, and then the next call would be with your mom.
Okay.
Okay. If you'll be available, we can do that today. If you want to do it tomorrow at your ease, that's completely okay too.
I'd say tomorrow is better.
No worries, no worries. I'll email you everything right now once we're done with it so that everything is in black and white in your inbox. And as you're available, you can just check it out. Send me a confirmation over the text. You've got my email. And what I'll do for you is I'll let you go for now. And tomorrow we'll have the remaining paperwork taken care of, plus we'll have the welcome call taken care of tomorrow.
Excellent.
All right. Fantastic. Now, allow me a quick 2 minutes. I can have this taken care of, the fee part, and I'll give you the confirmations right away, if you can stay over the phone.
Okay. Okay.
All right, hold on, please. Thank you for holding, Donald. So, Whitney?
Everything go good?
I will get a confirmation 30 seconds more. But I've sent it over. Your card details are ready. They'll confirm me, and I'll confirm it to you right away. In the meanwhile, I'm preparing your agreement. So would that be under your name, or would that go under your mom's name?
Just put it under my name.
Okay, Donald A. Salt. But the publishing would be under your mom's name, right? I mean, as an author, she would take the credit, or it would be you?
Yeah, she'll take the credit for being the author.
Okay, not a worry. And any suggested title for the book so far? Anything you have in your mind? What sort of a title you would need?
Nope.
Okay. Not available at the moment, so we would recommend you few. All right. Now, I'm setting up the deadline for 90 to 95 business working days for this book. Is that fair enough, or do you need it maybe earlier?
Hey, could you repeat that?
I'm sorry?
Could you repeat that?
I said I'm setting up the deadline as 90 to 95 days in total for the complete process for writing, editing, proofreading, formatting, and publishing. Is that fair enough with you, or do you maybe need it earlier?
How long can we go?
We can go much more longer. I can extend it up to 6 months.
Let's do it. Today's August, September, October, November, December. Let's do 4 months.
Okay, sounds fair. 120 days. Yep, sounds fair. 4 months sounds fair. Give me a very quick moment.
I'll be ready for Christmas, then, huh?
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Give me a very quick moment. I'm getting a call from the billing about your card. Give me a moment, sir.
Okay.
Thank you for holding the line, Don. Still with me?
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. I was actually getting a call from the billing about your card. Okay. So where were we? We were talking about the deadline. The deadline I was setting up was 120 days. So you said you want to do it around Christmas. You know, publishing around Christmas would be a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I got this noted. All right. I'll go ahead and prepare the document. In the meanwhile, I would like to tell you your card got declined. It shows that there is a bank hold on the card, which means you would have to call the bank, you would have to tell the bank that you're paying for the service, and then we'll have to retry it and it would go through. Yes, it's nowadays it happens. It's they've upgraded their policies. If you're paying the first time to a new company, it gets declined the first time.
Okay.
So you'll have to call them up, tell them you're paying. They would ask you questions just to make sure everything is up and up. You're authorizing the fee. There's no fraudulent activity whatsoever. So they would ask you questions for it. They would ask you how much you're paying. Tell them you're paying for the book. It's $8.98. And they would let go of the card. I would try to process it, and we'll be able to do it then.
What's the name of the company?
Loom Book Writing.
Okay, and then I just call.
Yes.
I call my credit card company.
Yes, exactly.
I have to talk to someone, I guess, huh?
I'm sorry?
have to actually talk to someone.
You have to talk to someone, yes. Either see if you've got a text. Normally they send a text to asking you that if you're authorizing the fee, reply with yes or reply with no. Have you got any sort of text right now? Sometimes they do go and send in the text. If they send in the text, then you can reply with yes or reply with why, and we can try it again. If you have not got a text, you would have to call your bank.
Okay. Okay, I'll call them right now.
All right. I'll wait for your call. So you can call me back and update me the conversation, then I'll try to process it again. Okay?
Good.
Thank you. Speak to you again. Bye-bye.
Okay.
You too.